KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LZ. WX2PJS.
KA2ZNZ, WX2PJR, are there any other check-ins? KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and Paul, and everybody else that's on the side listening. Well, nothing really great exceptional here. We've had rain most of the day, but not very heavy. I think probably, I didn't go out tonight to check the rain gauge, but it's less than 0.2 inches and all that. So that's not a lot. That's certainly not like 2 inches we had a while back. So that's about it from down here. Not much news. 62 degrees at the moment, I could add that in, 62 degrees. 73's all around, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I don't know what the rain is here. It's, I think it's more than 0.2 inches, though. I think we got more than that today. It's been a steady rain here all day. And I can't say we need it, but I'm not going to complain. You know, we're not being flooded out or anything. So we did have a dry spring, so I guess this is making up for it. All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Everybody else aboard, WX2PJR, and Jack in there as well. not much going on here tonight. 63 degrees. We got 0.60 inches of rain, 0.60 of an inch already here. It has been raining like crazy for the past 4 hours now. Started off with nothing, and then it just started to come down like sheets. Yeah, so it's been raining pretty good. If it keeps this up for another hour or so, we'll probably top an inch. Other than that, not much else to add, I guess. Give you one for the count, say hi, and on Saturday, yeah, Jack was my only check-in, but that's all good. He kept me company. Back to you there, Jeff. WX2PJR.
Roger that. Saturday was a busy day for probably a lot of people. I know it was for us. We didn't even get back home until well after the net, so it was a good weekend to get out and get some stuff done. And that Sunday was actually the best day out of them all. But all right, well, thanks for checking in. I didn't have much of a turnout on Sunday either. I think I had I can't remember his name now, but it's Whiskey 2 Sierra Mike. He was the only one checking I had last night, so it's one of those weekends. All right, thanks for checking in, Paul. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll take calls. I'll take more calls from regular members and guests. Well, as for myself, I pretty much worked all day, so I can't say I did anything else. It has been raining out, so I did take a stroll through the garden at one point just so I could go out and say I went outside today. And, you know, there are definitely none of the plants are starving for water. Let's put it that way. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father there, John on the Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Well, here in the Hudson Valley, we're currently 62 degrees. I think the rain's taking a bit of a break, but if I looked at the radar quickly, it won't be for long. I guess we got rain going through tomorrow. The heavier parts down toward the city. Other than that, we were up in Kingston today. Gloria had a dental appointment, and then we grabbed some dinner and came on home and doing odds and ends of chores since then. That's about it. Nothing else to report. It's just kind of one of those. We'll put up with the rain for a couple of days. WB2REQ.
Okay. Yeah, we got some rain here for the next day or two, but they're hoping, they're saying it's supposed to clear out here by Friday. So kind of hoping that's the case. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
K2000Z, speaking with your dad, as you were there, kind of reminded me, how's Harry doing?
He's doing all right. You know, he's coming along better. He had quite a long stay there at the hospital and then the rehab there at the nursing home, so taking him a little while to get back into the swing of things, but he's doing all right. So I'm going to try to talk him into checking into a net here sooner or later. But, you know, he's still getting his feet under him there at home. But so far, so good.
Yeah, very good, very good. How's Jean doing? Is she pretty well?
Yeah, she's pretty good right now. She's doing the best out of both of them there. She had, a little stint up there, same thing, a hospital, and then over in the nursing home. But she's doing pretty good. I just stopped over there. It was a Saturday. I stopped in and we visited for a while. And, yeah, they seem to be doing all right. And considering where they were a few months ago, it's a good thing.
Yeah, pretty good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, and as I say, if you, next time you see him, just tell him Jack and Carol in Liverpool were asking about him. And, well, he knows my call, too, as far as that goes. Okay, very good, thanks. KA2000.
No problem, Jack, will do. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control. Are looking for their, excuse me, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
B2REQ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on those Cree light bulbs you pointed to, you showed me, or the ones you showed me. I picked up three, a 260 water and a 40 water, and worked nice. Plus, they hardly consume any energy. I'm actually pretty impressed with them.
Yeah, I like the two that I got for the bedroom there, the 60-watt ones. They use, 9 watts or 60-watt equivalents. I just like the fact that they're omnidirectional. They have soft light, unlike the, unlike those CFLs and the new or the, you know, the older LEDs are all almost like spotlights. They don't really illuminate all the way around. So these ones that they're coming out with now, they hardly use any energy at all. I like them too.
Yeah, I got a new architect lamp for the desk down there, you know, where the computer is. So I put the 40 watt in that, and that uses 6 watts. Pretty good. Geez, I hate to say it, but it looks like they're eating my old company Philips' lunch on that. Cause Philips is nowhere near that relative to the omnidirectional. They've got beam types. So, all in all, they're pretty good. I also got rid of the CFL I had downstairs. Because, you know, you flip that on and off like a regular light bulb, and its life expectancy drops right down to that of a normal light bulb because the bath and mercury, yada yada. So no mercury, and these things you can flip on and off like a regular bulb and good for 25,000 hours. All right, that's it. WB2REQ.
Roger that, and they work good with a dimmer switch too. So that was all those three things together, that's what really got me to try them out, and since they had that special on their website there, the Home Depot site there, it wasn't... it wasn't too much of a risk to try them out. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, I'd like to remind everybody that on Tuesday, June 18th at 7 p.m., the Boonville Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be occurring at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Anyone interested is welcome to attend, and if you're looking to get involved in the hobby, of amateur radio, that's a good place to start. Okay, this will be the last call for any comments, queries, or check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2AIT.
KC2 KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
I've got 59 degrees up on the hill here, and it's still drizzling a little bit. The wind seems to have died down a lot, but it's still windy.
Roger that. Yeah, I see the trees moving a little bit here, too. Nothing too crazy, but a little bit windy. All right, anything else going on?
When did you say the radio club meeting is?
June 18th at 7 p.m.
Okay, next week, because I didn't have anything down for this week. We got the Rochester Ham Fest. It's going to be on Henrietta Road at RIT. It's going to be on Saturday. Opens at 7 a.m. I think it's Saturday only this year. And I'm going if anyone wants to ride out with me.
Roger that. Well, I won't even be here this weekend, so you have to count me out on that one.
Well, they've made the outdoor vendors, it's like almost free. It's like $10 a person or something. It's like you pay your entry fee and you can be a vendor. And so they're getting a lot more vendors than they usually did. There's not as much indoor space, but if the weather's good, it's always a really, really good turnout.
Okay, well, thanks for the heads up on that, and that sounds like it'll be a definitely interesting thing, and that's a, you know, it's great that they don't make it such a roadblock to get in there as a vendor. So, all right, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Paul, John, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Okay.